Once again, our U.S. beef inspection system and surveillance program proves to be the best in the world. With your land and livestock report, I'm Susan Allen. On Tuesday, the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, APHIS, announced they found an atypical case of mad cow disease, or BSE, in 11-year-old Alabama cow. APHIS said the animal died on its own, never entering slaughter channels, and at no time presented a risk to the food supply or to human health in the U.S. AgInfo's Tom Allen explains atypical BSE.
The atypical BSE that was confirmed in Alabama Tuesday generally occurs in older cattle, usually 8 years of age or greater. It seems to arise rarely and spontaneously in all cattle populations, but at a very low rate. In contrast, classical BSE, which is caused by eating infected feed, is the type that swept through the United Kingdom in the 1990s. Atypical BSE will not change the U.S. risk status under World Organization for Animal Health Standards. It should not lead to any trade issues.
That's good news, and so is the fact that when Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg wanted to know where his meat comes from, he went right to the source, visiting a 2,500-acre South Dakota cattle ranch owned by the Norman family last week, where he had an honest conversation about the issues producers are facing, like the current drought. Zuckerberg posted his visit along with his fascination of new ag technology on his Facebook post, followed by millions worldwide. With your land and livestock report, I'm Susan Allen. Low-stress cattle handling isn't just important for producers, but sale barns as well. Nephi Harvey, the Chief Technology Officer for Fort Supply Technology, spoke to us recently about how their innovative ear tag systems will work in sale barn applications.
The sale barns that are using this system like it a lot because they're not having to run the animals through the chute as often, thereby taking down the stress on both their employees and the animals. They're not bonking and banging and risking injury to the animals because they can just walk into the pen and scan the bunch of animals that need to be shipped. It makes it a lot easier for folks to be able to quickly get their documents for shipping. So for instance, at a sale, veterinarian is typically the last gating person to allow those animals to go out if they're crossing state boundaries, because he has to write the documents. The trucks are waiting to load and load out and push out, and the veterinarian's got all that pressure to get all their animals onto the CVI. And with this system, all they has to do is scan those animals, walk over to the pen, scan them, and quite literally hit print, and the document's done. And so it can cut hours out of the process the truck drivers are waiting on those animals too.
Again, that was Nephi Harvey with Fort Supply Technologies Innovative Ear Tags.